Act. Have mercy upon us, God. We mess up. We fall short. We violate your law, but we ask your forgiveness today and ask that you will restore us and give us that what we need. Now, God, we pray that you will speak a word to us in an amazing way. Your word is amazing. It helps us, meets us where we are. And we pray, oh God, that you will speak to these, your people, however you see fit to share. I pray, God, that the atmosphere is set to receive from you. We ask that you will save a soul today, that you will turn around a destiny, that you will lift someone who's down, that you will meet your people, God, in their moment today. Various needs we have, but we know you're more than able to meet our need. And so, Father, we trust you with it all, and we give you glory in advance. Lord, by three or four of us know that we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We can bless you even right now. Even with tears in our eyes, even with them in the midst of the struggle, we know who you are. We got a track record with you, and you always come through. And we thank you, Father, and we bless your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, give him glory one more time. Amen. 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 Good morning, everyone. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time on this blessed Sunday morning. Our God said yes to us being here once again. And for that, we are privileged. We are on the wake-up list this morning. Anybody glad to be on the wake-up list this morning? It could have been the other way. But God said yes to us living life one more time. And I'm not going to waste any breath not giving him glory on today. Amen. To God be the glory. To all of our ministers and our ministry leaders, to all of you who assemble, to those who are online, we thank God for you today. Let me see. Those who are online, thank God for you on today. We praise God for this day. Amen. We want to carry on in our series on the Heart for the City as we study some of the book of Nehemiah. If you have your Bible, I invite you to join me to the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 5. Nehemiah 5. Thank God once again, Sister Yolanda, coming, stepping in for us on today. Give God praise for her and our music ministry. Amen. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful one. We're so blessed and so honored that you would come and share with us on today. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 5, Old Testament. As you're looking for that, let me say that this is a very, I'm blessed today, and I feel good about it, that when you're in a season of prophetic preaching, this is a series that is prophetic in every aspect, so much so that few of y'all think that we're throwing off because of so much that's going on in our community, in our world, even in our church. Some things that are taking place, y'all think that the preacher just found a sermon to throw off. I don't have to do that. God knows where we are, and God already knew, because before some things took place, he already assigned us to share this series. And so you know, instead of getting mad, you ought to thank God he loved you enough to hit you right where you are, huh? And so give God praise for prophetic preaching, prophetic teaching. Amen. We as a people got to grow beyond trying to get a sermon and a hoop and a shout, and we're not any better for the Lord. Amen. And so I thank God that he loves us enough to know what we're getting ready to do before we get ready to do it, and has a word to help us to overcome. So I said that as a disclaimer. I'm going to try to teach again this week. I didn't do like I wanted to last week. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to teach today. Y'all ain't going to fool me today. I ain't. Nehemiah 5, let's begin at verse number 1. Doggone it. In the words of my esteemed uncle, shucks. Nehemiah 5, verse number 1. There was a great cry of the people and of the wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we, our sons and our daughters, are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses that we might buy corn because of the dearth or famine. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren. our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. And some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. We owe with no way to pay back. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother. Usury meaning high interest on those loans. And I set a great assembly against them, and I said unto them, we after our ability have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace. They ain't say nothing. And found nothing to answer. Also I said, it is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise and my brethren and my servants might exact of them money and corn. I pray you let us leave off this usury. Y'all stop that. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil that ye exact of them. Then said they, we will restore them, and we will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priest and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, or emptied my pockets, and said, so God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise, even thus be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, amen, and praised the Lord, and the people did according to this promise. Say amen for the word of God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. On your way to your seat, look at your cute neighbor. If you're not being looked at, the Lord always sees you. Now look at the other one. Look at the first one. Say to him, neighbor,
neighbor,
good morning.
Good morning.
The preacher needs your prayers and a few of your amens. You made two good decisions, neighbor. You came to church and you sat by me. God's word to us today, it be your own people. That was the wrong neighbor. Look at another neighbor and say to him again, say, neighbor, God's word to us today, it be your own people. So give God praise. We're getting ready to tell us on today. It be your own people. Oh, beloved, my family, people of God, as a gospel preacher, as a gospel messenger, it's my duty and charge to give you good news. And God sent me on assignment today to give you those who receive and who are in alignment with the Lord, those who align with him, align with his word, his will, and his way. Here's God's word for you. God's going to elevate you. I don't know if it's financial. I don't know if it's physical. I just know that when God is pleased with you, God honors those who honor him. And you have a right to expect God to meet you where you are. You see, you got to stop coming to church and don't expect. You got to stop living your life and don't expect. See, I worship a big old God. And I got a God who can do anything. And I got a God who made me in his image. I got a God who gave me a purpose. You got a God, beloved, who put breath in your body. And because he put breath in your body, that means he has a divine plan for your life. Now, you can hang around folk who don't want nothing all you want to, but about three or four of us can receive today that because I belong to God and God belongs to me, I have a right to expect God to blow my mind and to bless my socks off. I wish I was in the right church today. That because I am a child of God, I have a right to expect God to bless me. Mm-hmm. That's good news today. That's good news to those of us who go receive it, that God's getting ready and already has done it. You just hadn't lived to the point of elevation, but God already has it available for you, but you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Secondly, unfortunately, though, I got bad news. Not bad, different news. It's not bad, it's different. Good news is God's elevating you. The difficult news is God's going to elevate you. Because unfortunately, some of us are going to forget where we come from when God elevates us. Some of us will go find out where the post office is, and you can no longer talk to us. Some of us go forget about our ethnicity, forget about where we come, our nativity, and forget our identity, because you got to learn, this is a word for somebody today, you got to learn how to handle being blessed. It's not that God does not want to bless you today, child of God, but you got to be ready to maintain and to manage how God blesses you. See, if you want to flaunt money, he ain't going to bless you with that. If you want to be able to brag and tell everybody what you got and what you're doing, that's not the kind of blessing God want to get. Because, see, when you are blessed, the first thing you want to do is bless him, and then you want to bless somebody else. When you really understand the blessings of God and how God flows, you're not looking to be anything other than who you are. Because everything I know, God taught me. Everything I am, God made me. Everywhere I go, God took me. And so you never need God, whether you're up or you're down. And so the key to it today, beloved, is being able to find that place of balance, of spiritual equilibrium, where we don't lose our mind just because we blessed. Because unfortunately, beloved, as in our text, as in the world we live in today, it's not that God is not good. It's the people God been good to who don't know how to be good to other people. You mean to tell me that God would raise you up and bless you and strengthen you and restore you and empower you, and then you forget about mama, you forget about your daddy, you forget about your grandma who prayed for you? See, the songwriter said, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time and they prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I wish I had a witness today. Can anybody look back and realize you are not a self-made man? You're not a self-made woman. It's somebody sacrificed for you. Somebody laid before the Lord on your behalf. Somebody was thinking about you. Somebody, while you was out there living crazy, mama was up all night praying. When you didn't have enough sense to pray for yourself, somebody was interceding to God on your behalf. You ain't get where you are by yourself. And unfortunately, beloved, it be your own people who are your own problem. I know it's tough today to have to talk about this because we tend to want to not, we ignore, because in our text we've been talking about last week from all the way till getting off to a good start to where we are last week when the work is working, there's some progress being made. Can church say progress? There's progress being made. Nehemiah, with a heart for God, with a heart for God's people, with a heart for the city, has begun a good work. And I like what Paul says in Philippians, he that begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's good news for somebody, that when God is working in you and when God is working with you, God ain't going to stop working until he get done. Anybody thankful for that today? It don't matter what somebody say, no matter what somebody do, when the Lord started, the Lord going to sustain it and the Lord will settle it. It don't matter what people try to scan, fire me all you want to, don't mean God go fire me. Get rid of me all you want to, God ain't going to get rid of me. You can scandalize your people's name, it ain't gonna stop God's work from going forth. So the work is working in Nehemiah. He's rebuilding the wall in hopes of trying to rebuild the people. But unfortunately, beloved, as he's rebuilding the wall, the people still toe up. And you know that's like, child of God, that when you're doing some good work for the Lord, but some of the people make you not want to work for the Lord. I'm going to try it again. If you're not careful, you will get distracted from what God called you to do and then focus on what God didn't call you to do. You see, God told you, his child, that you don't need to handle your enemy. I will handle your enemy. He already told you and I that vengeance is mine. I will repay. You stay focused on what I called you to do. I know you want to get them back, but don't waste your time. I know you want to get them like you want to. Don't waste your time, because I got work for you to do. And you can't get distracted and dismayed by what God has called because of criticism. And so we understand that criticism has come about in our text, that there's been some external forces called Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, and the Ashdodites who came to fruition last week in chapter 4. So it's all kind of enemies around them. And so we're somewhat prepared, y'all listening? They're somewhat prepared for external opposition. We'll deal with that after a while. But right now we know, somebody say we know. Yeah. I get it by now. I can expect there's going to be, whenever I'm doing a good work for the Lord, there's going to be external opposition. Here's what we got to talk about today. We don't lay down that opposition, but today we got to reshift our focus from external opposition to internal oppression. Y'all shut down. It ain't the enemy that's the problem. Let me help you, Yolanda. See, when I get like this, this is orientation for you. And when they get like this, Mikey know, help me. When they get like that all of a sudden, so just be ready. Keep your fingers just close. It goes from external opposition to internal oppression. That it ain't the enemy who's the problem. It's my family. It's my brothers and my sisters who becomes the problem. Journey with me to the text. Text says in chapter 5, verse number 1, that there arose a cry. Y'all missed it. They're working on the wall. They're working on the wall. But it's something going on in the city that's going to make them leave the work. Because any good, responsible person wants home taken care of so they can handle everything else. But what happens when you can't take care of home? You ain't gonna feel like producing. So we begin today, beloved, when it be your own people, let's see how I can call this without getting in trouble. External circumstances. I'm sorry, extreme circumstances. It's extreme. Bible says that there's a cry that arises amongst the Jews and some of the ladies of the Jews. A cry, there's an outcry, there's a public furor. If I could bring that to today, it's Facebook posts. Some ain't going right, and instead of going to who do it, what starts out private ends up public because there's an outcry because some ain't going our way. And they try to put the government on blast. Because the time of our text, the text says that they are hungry. They don't have enough money to buy grain. The reason they don't have money is because they've mortgaged their homes, their vineyards, everywhere they work, they've mortgaged it out. And then because they can't afford to do anything, now their children are being sold as slaves just to pay a debt. Okay, I'm going to try it again. These are extreme conditions and circumstances because in our text, people are struggling to make it. Okay, because see, honestly, I understand I'm at New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and y'all could care less about vineyards, and y'all care less about usury. So let me break it to where we are. People, life is lifing. And I don't feel like producing. I don't feel like praising because I got bills that are due. I got troubles in my life. I got struggles. I got addictions. I got some issues. And it don't seem like I can get my way through. It's hard. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's an outcry amongst the people because they're dealing with a difficult, extreme situation. Now, lest I miss you today, It is law, it is right and legal to pay your doggone bill. You can't shout and let's go get it. You can lay hands on that bill all you want to. But until you attach a credit card number or a check or some letters with it, you will be in the name of Jesus in the dark. You've got to pay your bills. Now, in our text, beloved, this is not people who are living beyond their means. This ain't for you today. You trying to ball on with your credit line? This ain't who we're talking about. We're talking about people who are trying to do the best they can, and they're being abused. They're being taken advantage of by the powers that be. And we live in a world, beloved, if you pay attention to the big picture, we don't get the same interest rates other folks get. We don't get the same opportunities. We don't have the same property value other people get. We're so busy trying to get name brand that we don't have nothing to put the name brand on. I ain't come to talk to you today. You want to be Gucci and all that. That stuff don't matter. You better put a belt on to get you a Jordache belt from Walmart. And you better wear that thing because it's supposed to just hold up your pants. Stop trying to ball and you ain't got no money. The devil ain't got you in the season. You don't know how to budget. Devil ain't attacking you. You trying to outdo somebody. Right now, we can't go to Florida. If we save up, next year we can go. This weekend, we can just go to Dotson. I wish I had a witness here. We'll bust a block, turn on 126, come through Gansville, Bruton Mill, come on back through Tannehill, come at 167. We had a beautiful time day trip. Anybody know what a good day trip sounds like? I mean, I can go overnight and try to be all that, but I know how to get out of town. As long as I got the city limits to come back home, to God be the glory. You better stop trying to live beyond your means. That stuff don't matter. So, text says, these people are struggling and they're being abused by the bankers, by the financiers. They're troubling them. So much so that it's meant to distract them from being able to work on the wall. So if something don't happen, y'all, they're going to stop producing for God. They're going to stop doing what the Lord called them to do because they're so consumed with everything else. Sound familiar? That you want to give God your best oftentimes, but you got so much stuff at home, so many things on your mind, so many things on your heart. And then here's the problem. That ain't the problem. The problem ain't that they got these problems going on. The problem ain't the finances. The problem ain't the economic disadvantage. The problem is, when you look at who's doing it to them, it's Jews. Jews doing it to other Jews. I'm going to try it again. It's the folks who look just like me, doing me like they don't know me, but they look just like me. I'm going to try it again. Y'all gonna shut down on me. It ain't them. I'm on the air. It ain't them, really. It's the few of us who made it, who forgot where we come from and start acting like other folk instead of saying, I want to be a blessing to my people. I want to be amongst my people. You act like you don't know your people. Let me push. Text says it's Jews. It's Jews. Y'all Bible open? They're Jews doing it to other Jews. And the people, just the outcry says, we got the same kind of kids and we got the same flesh. We grew up together. Your Bible say that? We grew up, we flesh, their flesh is our flesh. And we had to sell our children and they watching us suffer, their own people. I'm going to try again. Bruce, you got me back there? It's your own fault. It ain't them for once. We've been putting it off on them, whoever them is. Our pronouns be all messed up. It's us doing it to us. Y'all done got quiet. So I must be doing all right. Doing all right, Mac? All right, man. It's us doing it to us. A few of us graduated, got promoted, became a supervisor, became entrepreneur, and then got... Here it is. Y'all listening? It's not that you wrong for charging the price, a competitive price, but you being extra with it. If the going rate is 15 for everybody, why are you charging your own 45? And then get on the same platform. No, that's what you don't support black business. That ain't no black business. What you get, that is the mafia, what you got going on. This is mob stuff. I need a church real quick. I want to help you. What was the prophetic word God gave at the beginning? God's go what? When God elevates you, don't you lose your mind. Watch this. Because right now, here's your assignment. Pay attention to where you are now. That'll help you know how to minister when you go up. Okay. If you know where you are and you survey where you are, you know what people can handle. I done lost you. If I know the community I serve can't handle that, why would I try to be something? Because I really want to serve my people. If nothing else, I want to be a blessing to them, not just make a profit. If you do the right thing by people, the profit will come. But you want to make it and lose yourself and charge exorbitant prices. I'm not talking about just business. I'm talking about how we handle each other. In church. Can I go to church? Y'all want to go to church with me? You've been in church. You got saved. You've been out there in the club too. Yeah, you. Some of us just know how to get that Saturday night off of us quicker. You know what it's like to live like that. Then you get saved and forget where you just. And then when your buddy decide they want to get saved, who is this brother? No. You need to change your clothes before you come here. You need to change. You need to get right before you come here. And you get mad when they tell you, boogaloo, just 2 weeks ago. Now you in church and want to act like you all that, but on every other day of the week, you out here hanging out with us. But now you in church and want to charge a premium on my salvation, on my blessing. See, all the way around the world, we get brand new. Look how y'all done shut down. Now, this what you ain't gonna like. This what you ain't gonna like beyond what I already done said. When we do this right, we're all on a level playing field. I say this to you from a cultural standpoint. Y'all listening? This is prophetic preaching, so you got to be able to handle when God speaks. This is prophetic. I'm open to the prophetic. Y'all ready? All right, here it is. We ain't all that. Oh, y'all wanted something deep. I'm sorry. You are not that important. The only reason God saved you, so you can help somebody else be saved. Only reason you're blessed is to be a blessing. Why are you buying cars that can't nobody get in? I done lost you. My grandmother did this, you bad about this, buying this furniture that can't nobody sit on. It's a couch, recliner, love seat, can't sit on it. Try again, I'm lost. So much so that I got plastic on it. Because if I do happen to let you sit on it, your body won't touch the fabric. Vehicles that nobody can ride in. Homes nobody's welcome at. But it's mine. But when you had nothing, when you were walking, you asked for a ride. And they gave you a ride. When you didn't have a home, somebody put you up. But now you got a home, nobody's welcome over. These are extreme conditions, beloved, when the blessed don't know how to be a blessing. You know, you can change your income bracket, but you can't change your character. Man, God teaching. Y'all mad, but God teaching. You can just cause you change your income bracket, don't do a thing for your character. Especially if you don't know how to handle what you blessed with. Cause see, it's a real harder to come down than it is to get up there. Y'all keep on acting like you don't know where you come from. Thank you, Lord. This thing got wild in here because the Lord teaching. So everybody just settle down. Everything's fine. I ain't tripping. I told you I came to teach anyway. I ain't tripping. So y'all stay calm. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm. I ain't going nowhere, so you might be going to calm down. It's the way we see each other. And see, you gotta see your character as who you are when no one's watching. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what people see. That's not the real you. And my question to you, how much do you care about others? How can you see needs and don't feel a pull to help address needs? Mm-hmm. Bible says people who look just like them are responsible for their suffering. Problem you got, beloved, in Nehemiah 5, we don't see anything about the devil. Y'all quiet. Ain't nothing about the devil. It's your brothers and sisters. Who are your problem? Can't move forward because you're on my back. You come from the same community, and then you're responsible for the destruction of the community. Not only do I owe you, but you're charging interest. So I always have to owe you. The goal of helping people is for them to be free of you, not be bound to you. See, if you go help me and tell everybody you helping me, please don't help me. Only reason you supposed to be helping me because you want me to be in a position to one day help myself. But if you go help me, then post it and tell everybody what you did. I had to give him $5 because he broke me and I had to help him. And I'm glad I was, you know, God used me to give him $5. I'm going to tell you about that $5 in a minute. Don't help me and the whole world know that you helped me because you got your own glory now. Be careful, beloved. Here's what you see today. You see exploitation of your own people. In other words, you're making yourself be bigger as they're reducing. You got Jews standing on other Jews' shoulder, standing on their back to make themselves be taller. And some people are using our suffering and they're being celebrated behind it. It's this time of year when all these Johnny come latelys come and do an event. Get in trouble, Ham. Shucks. All these events, but no ministry. See, if you care, be consistent. If you care, be committed. But we keep falling for these photo ops where people don't care about nothing but that grin on their face. And now everybody give them a doggone key to the city. They qualify for a Hammy Award, and they get all this celebration and don't care nothing about us. It be your own. It be your own people who exploit our suffering. And you can't, and God's word to us today is, don't let your desperation cause you to sell your soul. How many of y'all know we need some help? But guess what else? We don't need everybody help. I need somebody to help me preach this thing. Everybody who's trying to lend a hand ain't trying to lend a hand. And you can't let your desperation cause you to miss out on discernment. This is so unpopular. Y'all finna stop speaking to me. Y'all think y'all eyes rolled already. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all listen to your pastor. Or y'all listen to me. Let me tell you, I want you to hear me. Everything free ain't free. It's costing somebody. Either on the front end. You got to have discernment, because when that election over, y'all done got quiet. We had a chance, community, to let our voice be heard. Guess who they finna bust out there? The same one of y'all who wouldn't go vote. You don't even want to go 3 blocks to the office and pick your child up. Now you've had to go 10, 12 miles to pick them up. These are extreme. So I checked out, did some demographic study. And and we looked at some of the numbers for this past bond issue. And if the numbers suggest correctly, it couldn't have come from that community that we blame. It had to have come. Folks who said yes publicly and said no privately. These are extreme conditions, beloved. And now we got to pay for our own stuff that we're doing to ourselves. Because those in a position to make a difference won't make a difference. So busy trying to get their own come up that they don't care whose backs they stand on. Text says that the Jews who are doing this to other Jews, and they're having to sell their own children. Y'all missed it. Our own children are slaves now to the system. I'm not making this up. That's right there in your Bible. That because things are so tough, I got to sell my cow to the service of another. Because I can't handle what's in my house. Therefore, I got to sell my child. And now they're stuck and they're a product and they're left to the system. Mother has to work all these extra hours. Kids got to raise themselves. Because my boss don't understand my situation. She just wants them hours out of me. I hired you to do your job. I understand that, but you knew I had these two kids. And you say you're a Christian. And you beating me down. Look at it, y'all. I'm finna quit because y'all looking at me all crazy. I'm gonna quit. But look at this, y'all. If God gave you that, if God lifted you Why would you leave a God who lifted you and start doing things on your own? If integrity got you there, what you think it's going to take to keep you there? How you lose your integrity? And that's what got you there. So, the children are slaves to the system. They're struggling. They can't afford to pay it, and they're mortgaged out everything. They maxed out everything. They have nowhere to go. They're dependent upon people who look just like them. This Persian system has now been placed upon the people of God, and the people of God want to be like the Persians instead of being the people of God, and they're hurting other people of God. All right, I'm going to move. So we have extreme conditions, which brings about effective confrontation, because it's got to be handled. Somebody say it's got to be handled. Look what Nehemiah says. Nehemiah says, I got upset when I saw that. I got messed up when I saw that. But then he says, I had a conversation with myself. I considered the situation. I thought about it. In other words, I prayed about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me teach you real quick. Be very careful popping off your emotions. Because as mad as you are then, you don't stay mad. And now you got to give an account. See, tornadoes never come back and say, I'm sorry. Y'all shut down. Tornadoes and hurricanes never come back and say, I'm so sorry. I was just, the atmosphere, the low pressure and the high pressure caused a tornadic situation with maximum winds, and I blew down your house. I'm so sorry. Somebody else left to deal with the damage. You can't keep popping off, y'all. Are y'all listening to you? I know you're upset because stuff that go on make you angry. I ain't saying don't be angry. But the Bible says be angry, but sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. It's, the problem ain't getting angry. It's how you handle the anger. And Nehemiah says, I'm ticked off by what I see, but Lord, I need you to hold me so I don't mess up what you want to do through me for me. I don't want to lose my soul. Don't want to lose my standing in you because I'm angry right now. You can't let I don't want to say the gutter stuff make you gutter. So stop boasting. I can get down and dirty with you. Stop bragging about that. Who cares? You can shoot somebody too. That, why would you brag? Why would you give place to the devil and say what you could do? Because now it becomes an open door and the devil say, oh, I got her now. I know what I can do. I know what I can arrange. I know what I can set up to make them lose their character, come down off the wall. Stop bragging off your emotion. Say, Lord, help me. Your first step, whenever emotion you deal with, Lord, Nehemiah was angry by seeing what was going on with his people, but he says, Father, he had a conversation with himself, him and God had a conversation. When the last time you asked God? Now, you ain't going to answer, so I'm asking for you. You don't talk to God because God ain't going to let you have your way. I thought I was in the right church. Hey, you know what God going to tell you. That's why you don't talk to him about it. I thought I was in the right church. You know prayer gonna calm you down. You know prayer gonna give you a response and not a reaction. And you want to do it your way. But when you realize it's bigger than you, Father, I want you to get your glory. And I'm not gonna get mad. I'm not gonna do it. I need you to hold me. I need you to help me. I need you to strengthen me. Stop popping off. Learn how to handle your emotions. Stop talking about, well, you know how I am. I don't want to hear that. Because if any man be in Christ, see how y'all can quote it? Everybody in unison. He's a new creature. But that creature that we be seeing, that's that old joker, ain't it? That's the one that got two strikes. Parole officers. Because you can't handle your temper still. Don't play with that. There's some things that go on in this world, in this community, within our families. It's going to happen, and you're going to have emotions. I'm not telling you to cancel out your emotions, but ask God to help you with the emotion so you can have an effective confrontation. Nehemiah said, I'm going to go talk to him, but now, God, I need you to help me to know how. Y'all missed it. It's on his heart to go talk to the powers that be, but he asked God to strengthen him so he can know how. Thank you, Jesus. This is good teaching because y'all are looking at me crazy. He says, then he went to the nobles. Then he went to the leadership and says, this is wrong what y'all are doing. You are doing usury on your own people. It's wrong what you're doing. Now, he said, we are doing business with them, but we're not charging the extra interest, asking them to pay something they can't pay. How you gonna put stuff on people that you know they don't have the capacity to do it? But you do stuff. Here it is, child of God. You ready? Anybody want to be elevated? Anybody still want elevation? Y'all sure y'all still want it? Here's God's word to you. Here's God's word to you. Y'all listening? Everything that you can do, you shouldn't do. Yeah, I could put them out. But what's right to do right then? Ask God to give you a sensitivity. Yeah, I can fire them. But Lord, before I fire them, let me see what's going on. Let's look at the root and not the fruit. Y'all mad? Because everything, y'all, oh, I don't know why God got me here. I'm so glad I'm going to go on vacation because I'm going to need to run. Listen, everything you have a right to do is not right to do. Do not, y'all, okay, let me ask. Do I have any children of God in here? Kind of a staggered response. If I got children of God in here, how many I got now? Okay, that's better. Now, if I got children of God in here, I've got to understand that there's a way we handle stuff that's different than the world handles stuff. I didn't say don't do your job, but ask God for sensitivity. Because God has positioned you. You ain't just in a job, you ain't just in a ministry, you are positioned by God to make an effective difference where you are. You're doing ministry not just at church. You're doing ministry at work. You're doing ministry on the job. You're doing ministry in the home. You're doing ministry everywhere you go. You're representing God. So how you handle people, even the difficult people, says a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, be careful. How many people of God I got again? Do not get yourself caught up in urinating contests. Did I say it pretty good, man? All right. Sure to stop laughing so hard over it. I see you. Do not get yourself caught up, because guess what, y'all? Can I prepare you for life? I want to teach today. Ego can be a booger bear. When people come against your ego and your pride on the line now, you'll tell the Lord, Lord, I got this one. See, y'all ain't ready for real stuff. You know what they say, Jones, the right button, man? They push the right button. All right, Lord, Lord, I know you say you'll take, but Lord, now look. And there's a temptation. Somebody say temptation. There's a temptation to go and prove yourself. Now, wait a minute now. You must not know who you talking to. Now, but now watch this. It takes strength to be quiet. See, you're trying to get that final word. And normally, if I can teach one more time, the final word, normally the dumbest word. Let your silence be loud. Because see, if two nuts arguing, if you argue with a nutcake and you arguing with him, who the nutcake? God already shows you. Why? I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. But in doing so, you gave him a mind of your peace. This is some good teaching, man. Let me quit. Nehemiah goes to the leaders and says, what you all are doing, he speaks truth to power. But by all respect, you all are wrong what you're doing to these people. You understand their situation, and you're manipulating it, and you're exploiting their pain. It's wrong what you're doing. But then, watch now, he says, I'm asking you to come in the name of the Lord. I'm asking you, remember God who brought us all out. Remember God who brought us through a Red Sea. Remember God who brought us out of bondage. Remember a God who fought battles. Remember a God, and y'all go get to this point and do your own people wrong. Nehemiah said, no, you're wrong for how you're doing that. These were the same people who were with you and you had nothing. These were the same people who went to school with you. The same people who you akin to. Same people go to church with you. And now you want to act like this. He says, I beseech you in the name of the Lord that you're wrong for what you're doing. And you need to change. I'm just trying to boil it down so I can go home. He says, you're wrong for what you're doing. Change. Now, you know what Nehemiah does? Nehemiah don't go off emotion. He got something to stand on. He goes with a testimony of God. We got folks speaking for us who ain't got nothing. Got quiet again. Do not get a spokesperson and go protest the mayor and the city council and they owe a light bill balance. To me, it's not wise to have somebody owe to everybody in the city of Winfield to go and try to protest the city of Winfield. It's an outstanding balance. And when I say outstanding, I don't mean impressive. I mean you owe them people a lot. Ain't got nerve want to sit here and protest them. Have somebody with a testimony. See, Nehemiah has positioned himself to be able to be powerful to stand. Have some people who got some influence and some power and a word. Nehemiah has shown himself as a man of integrity to where he can speak truth to power. Stop getting folk who don't have no integrity trying to holler at folk and talk stupid to people and can't get nothing done. Because some people see stuff because they ain't got nothing else to do. They so busy doing nothing, that's why they see everything. You know, it's some stuff, y'all, when you busy and doing what you're supposed to do, you don't know what's going on there all over the world. How you know everything going on in Winfield? That means you got nothing but time. Do you have anything else to do besides stir up trouble? Watch this. He says, before he talked to a few of the nobles, then he went to a public meeting. Missed it. He talked to the leaders, then went to a public forum. I'm going to try a third time the charm. Before I try to put you on blast, I want to let you know my agenda. Because I want to do things right, I want to do things orderly, and my job is not to erase you, I want to work with you. So I'm not trying to, you know, make y'all look bad. I want to make us all look good. Wouldn't you feel better if somebody would come talk to you first? You ever find out people got a problem with you and you the last one to know? I didn't know you felt that way. Why didn't you just come tell me? You done went and told all of Facebook and told people in Jonesboro and Natchitoches. Somebody Natchitoches call you Ham, that joker hate you. Who? Your next door neighbor? I ain't know. Wouldn't you rather them come to you? Because if you got integrity and character and strength, there's no problem coming to them. It'd be your own people who would tell everybody about you but you. That was the right one too. See, I quiet. You gonna fit in real good around here. Keep it up, kid. You got the goods. Keep it up. Just don't explain anything. Just What I'm talking about. And then Mike can go try to get him some. Too late, Mike. Effective confrontation. He goes, speaks truth to power. And he sparks their heart. He convicts them with the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, third principle of that when you confront somebody, because confrontation's got to happen. There's a such thing as healthy confrontation, though, even with your own people, because who better to talk to us than us? I don't want strangers talking for me. I know how to talk to my own people. See, guess what? We had a number of the fireside chat today, because can't nobody talk to us but us. There's a certain way I can get this message across that others may not. And in fact, y'all ain't threw nothing at me. We all right today. But here's the other aspect of it, y'all. Y'all listening? Have some facts. Do you know the fool you gonna look like? Running behind something and don't have all the information. Well, this is how it is. Oh. Well, see, they had told me that, and I thought that Nehemiah has some facts. Nehemiah has his information. He got his ducks in a row. He is prepared to have this confrontation. Y'all done got it. And see, we let all these old social media people tell us how to act. And they don't have the information. And they go tell you half. See, there's such thing called misinformation, being misinformed and uninformed. Uninformed, you don't have nothing. Misinformed, you got it, but it's wrong. I'm teaching Ben, y'all saying amen. You ain't looked at it for yourself. Because guess what, y'all? There's something called a primary source and a secondary source. Primary source is the person. Secondary source is a document that can be cited. Facebook is not a doggone source. TikTok, Snapchat is not a primary source. I saw it on Snap, so it's got to be true. No, it ain't. With AI and ChatGPT, you don't know what's real. How many of y'all got people that put pictures of you on that don't even look like you? Somebody did it to me a couple months ago for something I was preaching at. I said, I thought I was preaching. Who is this dude? I'm not lying to y'all. And we running behind stuff off an image and we don't look at it and see deeper if it's really true. Do your research before you run your mouth. But if you don't check your emotions, you will run to half-cocked folks and they go put you in your place. Now look at you. Misinformed, uninformed, and turned around. Let's see if we can get home. We're going to go home now. I don't need that yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Where you at? See you at the church. We're going to cut up because we got company, but don't think I won't. Effective confrontation. Third and finally, beloved, even when it be your own people, when you handle it right, eventual cooperation. Here's what happens, y'all. Nehemiah speaks truth to power, and he hits them where it hurt, the heart. He says, it's the same God. These are your people that you're doing this to. He don't holler. He don't disrespect. He say the same God. He made them like he made you. You all are the same folks. We all here together. Why are you acting like that? They could. What was their response? Initially, their response was they couldn't say a word. I'm gonna try it again. He hit them with so much truth, they couldn't even say a word. See, sometimes you anticipate an argument, but when you done got them, that's a word for somebody. Stop waiting. They can't respond. They ain't got nothing to say. When you hit them with the truth and with the right spirit, sometimes the best response is when they can't say a word. He says, I tell you what I want y'all to do. He says, I want you to change what you're doing. He said, go ahead and charge them because we charge. We have the charge to do business with them, but we don't put that interest on them. give them an opportunity to live. Try it again. Give them an opportunity. Don't make stuff hard on them. Think about, I'm not saying don't do business. I'm not saying don't get your money. But don't do the extra that you don't have to do. Consider that these are your people. And you don't want to break them. You want to bless them.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893.